Welcome to Who Is My Neighbor, a podcast about what it looks like to love your neighbor. In season four, we are sharing reflections from this year's Advent devotional, Advent in Durham, Watching for Your Dawn.
Today is the 17th day of Advent.
Here's the first gospel lesson assigned in the lectionary for the first Sunday of Advent, Mark 13. In those days, after the suffering of that time, the sun will become dark and the moon won't give its light. The stars will fall from the sky and the planets and other heavenly bodies will be shaken. Then they will see the human one coming in clouds with great power and splendor. Jesus, on the way out of the temple and on his last visit, takes time to predict that in a short while the beloved magnificent temple will be utterly destroyed. Jesus rants that not one stone will be left on another. Oh, imagine the shock among the faithful to hear Jesus speak of the destruction of the building that they thought was built to look eternal. That grand temple may appear to look as if it's always been here and always will be, but according to Jesus, God will soon dismantle it. Advent begins with apocalyptic talk of the world's end. Our cherished religious institutions, beautiful creations, time-honored traditions, in those days, in that time, shall be dismantled, the cosmos shaken, stars and planets dislodged, all shook up. Well, we claimed we wanted Advent. We said that we yearned for God to come to us. We prayed that God would descend from heaven to us. But when God took us seriously and actually came down among God's people, a lot of people ran for cover. Trouble is, we wanted God on our terms, not God's. We wanted God quietly and gently to slip in beside us, not kick down the door, blow the house down, tear up our temples, shake us up. Be careful what you pray for. Most of us, I fear, are conditioned to think that church is personal, just me and Jesus. Church is where we come to kind of nail things down, to stabilize our relationship with God. So it's a jolt to be told on the first Sunday of Advent that when God at last turns toward us, God is about more than mere healing or moral renovation or a helpful spiritual nudge for individuals. God's intentions are cosmic, heaven and earth shaken, darkened sun and moon and stars falling from the sky. Privileged, powerful people like me get nervous when the talk turns apocalyptic. Such highly charged poetic language sounds unsophisticated, even fundamentalist. What would my sophisticated friends, who already think church stuff is wacko, think of me when they hear Jesus talk about the world's end? People on top, well-fed, happily ensconced, tend always to believe that this world is just as good as it gets. Don't pray for change. Work the world as it is to your advantage and privilege. Church is where you come to solidify the status quo. Steady upward progress is easier on the psyche than abrupt death of the old and birth of the new. And then comes Advent. One reason why Patsy and I support Durham Cares is that in so many ways, Durham Cares keeps reminding me that God didn't create Durham. We did. God didn't set up this economy. We did. And maybe one day, someday, maybe today, God is dismantling what we built so that apocalyptically God can get what God wants out of Durham.
The Who Is My Neighbor podcast is a production of Durham Cares, a nonprofit that mobilizes Durham residents to love their neighbors. Learn more at www.durhamcares.org.